It's not infrequently that people come to see me, to talk to me and have a consultation around forgiveness. When they come to me, they've had something happen in their lives that they say is it's like it can't be fixed. It's irreparable. Something happened either in their childhood when they were defenseless, that they got hurt, or as they grew up in a dysfunctional family, something happened to them. They were betrayed by a friend or a relative. Something happened in their lives that they can't get over it. And they know that somebody that they were supposed to be protected by and loved by hurt them. And the common denominator of the whole thing is they just can't get by it. They often don't get help from their friends or relatives. They say, just get over it. I don't understand why this is such a problem to you. It could have been a single event in their lives, or it could have been a series of things that happened to them that they finally said, I can't take this anymore from what's going on. And then they come to me because they're trying their hardest, knowing that Christian holiness involves forgiveness. And they really want to be holy. And so it pains them almost doubly that they can't get rid of it. And they know somehow they're letting, in their mind, they're letting God down because they can't get over it, the sin. And that weighs heavy on them. The common advice that they would get from priests and everyone else would be, pray, give it to God, try harder. Everything that they would be told would be for them to come up with some kind of heroic requirement to rise above. They're told, you got to get above that. You got to be able to give that up to see. Our gospel today offers us another alternative. And in fact, it offers us the opposite. Instead of having to go up and acquire some type of heroic value, Jesus is telling us to come down, to look down, to go below if we want to be able to forgive. Jesus is talking to us about the importance of humility in our lives, but not in the type of humility that we commonly hear about or think about. The path to forgiveness is not to do something more, but it's to do something less. There's two types of humility. There's humility before God, where we come here, we're reverent, we pay attention, we know we're in the house of God, and we honor him. The Pharisee in our story has that. He even says, oh God, I thank you that I am not like the others. He comes to God in humility towards God. But there's another type of humility, and that's a humbleness before each other. Our gospel, Luke alludes to this when he kind of tells us about the purpose of the parable. He says, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. In our story, the Pharisee states the facts. He is better than the tax collector. He is a holier person. The tax collectors by history were known to be cheaters. They would steal. They would take advantage of the poor. They would do all kinds of things. So when a tax collector sees, or when a Pharisee sees the tax collector, he rightly thinks that he is better. The problem is, why the Pharisee thinks he's better. In our passage, the Pharisee says "I" four times, and he claims his superiority because of the actions and the behaviors that he has. I fast, I give alms. He's proud of himself for what he does. The tax collector, on the other hand, is ashamed for his sinfulness, and he comes humbly before God with real contrition, knowing that it is up to God to forgive him. Jesus, in today's gospel passage, passes judgment on self-assessment and a prideful attitude that can sneak into every one of us. Every one of us. I know I've been often preaching about humility and humility before God. But Jesus today is asking us to look at a type of humility that can be more subtly attacked, that is more insidious danger to us as we go about our daily recognition of life. Jesus is asking us to admit that we're just like everyone else. We're not special. We're not different. We used to have an old saying that I don't hear much anymore. There, except by the grace of God, goes me. There, except by the grace of God, goes me. Maybe we need to reclaim that passage. About 10 days from now, we're going to have the Feast of All Saints. And if you look at the lives of the saints, boy, they were holy. They were in convents, they were priests, they were special. They did great things, they wrote great books, they did all kinds of things. But they most had a trait that Jesus is asking us to look at today. They most had the trait of humility amongst themselves, thinking that they weren't better than anyone else. And they recognized their personal flaws in their earthly relationships. And that's the only way we can forgive the unforgivable. St. John Vianney called it interior humility. He put it this way: a humble person thinks he could never be treated as bad as he deserves on account of his sins. Our pursuit to holiness, to our relationship with God, comes with this subtle risk of pride that can sneak in on us. Our success in our spiritual lives, we feel closer to God. We can develop slowly and even unconsciously an attitude that we're better than someone else, especially the weak, the downtrodden, and the obvious sinful. And that also, having that subtle pride, also keeps us from forgiving others. And instead of looking up at some heroic trait that we need to have for forgiveness, Jesus is telling us, no, look down. Look down, and you'll be able to forgive and remove that pain. Now, because this sort of pursuit for humility, this subtle pride that we can get, is subtle, and it's hard to recognize because it could sneak up on us, we're asked to be vigilant, to actually look for signs of it in our lives, to watch for evidence of this pridefulness, even as it comes. St. John Vianney gave us a list, the one that a lot of you have today. I hope most of you got it. It's a list of things that you should look at that give evidence that you are not being humble. Sometimes looking at the negative is better than looking at the positive. Are you like this? Have I done this today? Mother Teresa said it this way: when we realize that we are all sinners needing forgiveness, it'll be easier for us to forgive others. We have to be forgiven in order to be able to forgive. If we don't understand this, it'll be very hard for me to say, I forgive you, to anyone. With that, I want to offer two challenges as you go home today. One is to take that list with you and keep it with you. And at the end of every day, take a look at those things and see how you did for the day. And if you were bad on one of them, try to do a little bit better. Do a self-evaluation of how you're doing. The second is to keep track on how often you use the word I. I want this. I deserve this. I should get this. See in a day how often you use the word I. Do either of or both of those things for 1 week and see if it doesn't give you a new perspective on how you feel about everybody else and give you an idea of that second type of humility, that interior humility that we are called to both from our gospel today and from St. John Vianney. And then see, after a week of doing that, if you can see with the eyes of Jesus and forgive the unforgivable, to be able to forgive what in your heart has been unforgivable.